Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Friday, 2nd of August, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, are likely to open gap down, tracking cues from GIFT Nifty, which is trading near 24812 level. In the previous trading sessions, the benchmark indices gave up most of their morning gains and ended the day with slim gains after reaching new record highs. At close, the Sensex stood at 81867 level, while the Nifty 50 closed at 25010 level. Today, market participants will keenly watch out if Nifty 50 can sustain its 25,000 mark that it had hit yesterday for the first time ever. Apart from that, India Inc's Q1 results will also shape market movements. Today, two FMCG companies, Britannia and Titan, will deliver its Q1 results, and market participants will keenly track on how they perform. Other than that, here are the top stocks to watch in today's trading session. First, Dabur shares will be in limelight after it reported better than expected June quarter profit driven by volume growth in rural markets. The company reported an 8% year-on-year jump in its consolidated net profit for quarter one, while consolidated revenue for the quarter rose 7% year-on-year. Secondly, Tata Motors will be in limelight after it reported 74% year-on-year jump in its consolidated net profit, while revenue from operations rose by a modest 6% in the June-ended quarter. Thirdly, JSW Infrastructure will be in focus after the company announced plans to transform its infrastructure arm into a completely logistics solution provider. It also plans to increase its cargo handling capacity by 2.4 times. Fourthly, Thermax will be in focus after it reported an 82% year-on-year growth in consolidated net profit in the June quarter, while revenue rose by 13%. And finally, Zomato shares will be in focus in today's trading session after it posted a multifold jump of profit year-on-year in the June-ended quarter, while revenue from operations jumped by 74%. Now, if we look at primary markets, the much-awaited Ola Electric IPO is set to open for subscription today, which aims to raise 6,145 crore rupees. Founded by Bhavish Agarwal, Ola Electric focuses on manufacturing electric vehicles and critical components, which includes battery packs, motors, and vehicle frames. The price band of the Ola Electric IPO is set between 72 to 76 rupees per share. The minimum lot size for applicants is 195 shares, requiring a minimum investment of 14,820 rupees for retail investors. The public issue will be keenly tracked by market participants as it is touted to disrupt the two-wheeler electric vehicle market and is expected to give stiff competition to some of the listed players like Hero MotoCorp and TVS Motor. Apart from that, infrastructure company Sehgal India IPO got off to a quiet start on the first day of subscription, wherein the public issue was subscribed at 61%. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. US stocks kicked off August sharply lower after a round of economic data spurred concerns that the economy may be slowing faster than anticipated, while the Federal Reserve maintains a restrictive monetary policy. The Dow Jones fell 1.2%, while S&P 500 lost 1.3% and tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite fell about 2.3%. The benchmark US 10-year note yield also fell 9.8 basis points to 4%. Meanwhile, Asian indices, Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 5% this morning, with most Asia-Pacific markets largely lower after a sell-off on Wall Street overnight. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Nirav Harish from Nirmal Bank talking about what stocks to pick after Nifty hit 25,000 mark for the first time ever. Let's listen in.
I really like Bharat Forge. There is some good news also on this. I think it got some defense license. But definitely, you know, the chart is superb. I believe this stock has witnessed a good breakout, a flat breakout, and it can go up towards the 1820 odd levels from you know, the current 1750. You can look to buy this stock at current levels with a stop loss of 1720 odd on a closing basis. 1820 is your target. The second stock that I really like is Gemna Auto, which is a little small, but this stock has seen a multi-year breakout which happened yesterday, and I definitely believe this stock will do well going forward. So this is one stock which you should buy at current levels. It can go up towards like 180 odd levels in the short to medium term, but from a near term 2 to 3 day perspective, you know, 160 looks more likely. So 160 would be your target, 140 will be your stop.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you at the same time in the next trading session.